It's all too easy to be your own worst enemy, setting up internal barriers you don't even know are there, giving yourself reasons to fail before you've even made an effort. Those barriers are down there in your subconscious, not all that easy to reach, which is why some have come to embrace hypnotherapy. Gail Barkley is conducting a workshop on Maui this week for mental health professionals aimed at demonstrating what their patients can gain from allowing themselves to be hypnotized.
It's basically getting in touch with the spirit within you. That's the true essence of who you are in the process of hypnosis to help you get to your goals, your get through the blocks that are keeping you from where you want to go, and getting to what your purpose is, why you're here, what you're supposed to be doing in this lifetime.
What's the mental state that hypnosis takes you to?
Well, it's actually a really wonderful, peaceful, loving place where you can get in touch with the truth of who you are. We tend to do so much of our behavior and how we interact and speak in ways to please people around us, to make people happy or like us or buy our product or believe that we're honest, whatever it is. When we go into this space, it's just you. You have no one to please or make happy except for to get to your own truth. And when we get to that place, you know, the therapist is there to assist you and guide you, ask you questions. When we get to that place, we get our own personal clarity and we find out, oh, what really makes us happy? What makes us tick? What's my personal passion? So I choose jobs or a profession that supports my passion. And when I do that, then everybody around me is happy because I'm a happy worker. I'm a happy, productive person in our society. Same thing goes with our relationships. When we get in clarity with ourselves about what kind of relationship we're supposed to be in, who we really want to be with, it's so wonderful for everyone around us.
Well, Gail, I understand that there are benefits. What I'm trying to get at is what happens? What happens under hypnosis?
What it looks like?
What it feels like, yeah.
What it feels like, good. Okay, well, basically, you go in with your therapist, and this could be in an individual setting or in a group setting. I, as the therapist, guide you to a relaxing place. A lot of times, I like to make it so that it's open-ended, and it's your relaxing place. So some people want to be taken to a specific garden or beach setting. Depending on the person, and usually I talk to them ahead of time, I find out what they like. And I guide them, hopefully, to their special place where they can relax and go deeper. And the body becomes very relaxed. I sometimes count down, as if you're going down a staircase or down the steps into this beautiful garden where you notice the lush green grass where you can lay down and become peaceful. I sometimes take people into an imagery of clouds floating overhead where you can look up at the clouds and see different images. So your information comes to you, not so much my information. I want to take you to a place where you can get your personal answers. I'm not going to tell you the answers that you need to know in life.
Well, Gail, you're always hearing about people who are resistant to hypnosis, that, you know, some are far more difficult than others. Have you found that to be true?
There is some truth to it. But ultimately, when someone tells me that they're not hypnotizable, those people will come into the office and say that. I say, that's not a problem, but it's all your choice. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You have to want to do it. We all actually go into hypnosis every day constantly. And some examples are when you watch TV and you watch a commercial, you've sat down, you've already had dinner, you're full, you sit down after dinner, watch a TV commercial, and they show this really delicious pizza, and you go, oh, my gosh, I'm hungry. And then you go, wait a second, I just ate. And you know what? I don't even eat pizza. I'm allergic to cheese and wheat. That's not even me. But for those few seconds, you were hypnotized. And a hypnotic state is any space where you are focused intently on one subject matter and every external sound goes away. It's not important. And you go into that place. Now, unlike a commercial that gets you to do things you don't want to do, in hypnotherapy, we come up with, we the therapist and client, what it is you want in life. What's your goal? And it could be as simple as stopping smoking or, you know, losing weight. Or it could be, I need to figure out what my life purpose is. We discuss that ahead of time, and then the therapist guides the client to finding that information. And all of that information is within ourselves. And that is the, quote, spirit part of it. It's the higher self, the wise self within ourselves that really truly knows what is best for us. Sometimes people talk about hearing the voices, you know, the good demon on the shoulder or the angel on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, all of that's part of us. And we just have to get to that part and make it productive. Did I answer your question?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because I guess it comes down to kind of a definition of, as you were saying that, I was just sort of wondering how one would actually define hypnosis. Because what you're talking about is acute concentration.
Acute concentration with intense relaxation.
And then that helps you sort of connect to who you are.
And what you want in life. What directions, what goals, how to set up the process, the step-to-step is one of the things that we end up doing after we get the answers. How are we going to put this into place? Now, one of the beautiful benefits is after we get through all of that aspect of it, we set it in motion with the strength of the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind processes 40,000 bits of information per second versus the conscious mind that can handle 5 to 7 bits of information. So when we work in the subconscious mind, it also is a place where all thoughts and beliefs and concepts are created and stored. So when we go back to that same place, we can literally shift and change whatever we want for a healthier outcome.
Gail Barkley will conduct a Divine Wisdom Hypnotherapy Workshop this Thursday and Friday at the Temple of Peace in Haiku, Maui. And you can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.